Hey girl, do you fear showing up as your truest self? Do you fear this is going to lead to rejection and abandonment from others in your life? Maybe you try to fit in to a certain shape or standard that those around you have placed on you, and thus why you're here. You've experienced disordered eating and the patterns that are keeping you stuck. If you want to be liked, you want to be admired, and you feel that you've put on this people-pleasing mask, then today's episode is just for you, because we are dropping the shame game and I'm going to talk with you about four ways to heal from people pleasing. I hope you enjoy this one, friend. Let's get to it. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you, because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom, and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it, so you can start living your best life as your best self. Hey there, lovely lady. I'm back in your ear today with a brand new episode of the Her Best Self podcast, and I am so thankful that you're here listening. We're going to be talking about people pleasing. YouGov, in a recent research study, indicates that 49% of adults self-identify as people pleasers. And today we are going to talk about how to change that. People pleasing, according to Good Therapy, is not a personality trait or a personality flaw. So the good news is, if you identify with being a people pleaser, this is something that you can change. It is a response that you've built over time to trauma, to stress, that has been learned over time. And the way that you can deal with it is learning a new coping response. And so the challenge is that we have to have a behavior modification here, just like we do when we're trying to find freedom from disordered eating. But it is so doable. You are able, you are capable. People pleasing, or also known as fawning, is now recognized as one of the four trauma responses. So we have fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. Peter Walker discusses fawning in his book Complex PTSD as a way to earn approval, to reduce conflict. It is a chronic response that maybe you have turned to over years and years of wanting to avoid rejection and abandonment. Maybe you experienced an emotionally unavailable parent or caretaker growing up. Maybe you were in a relationship with someone that was narcissistic or someone who was self-centered, and you always felt like you were giving all of you and they weren't giving anything in return. Maybe you grew up not even understanding or being modeled what healthy conflict looked like. I know this was true in my own family. When my parents would get in an argument, I don't think I ever heard them argue. They would shut down, they would turn off, and they wouldn't speak for days. And so that's something that I have taken into my adult life, and I do with my own husband, that we constantly are working towards. I shut down, I turn off, and I don't want to talk for days. And so if you haven't been modeled a healthy relationship, healthy conflict, then many times avoiding conflict, or maybe having more conflict modeled in front of you as a child, it has you searching for safety. It has you wanting to prove your worth. It has you trigger this desire to keep peace. And it has you avoiding saying no to people. See, for me, and again, I share on my show just things in my real life, because I want you guys to know that I go through so many of these things too. I'm not perfect, and I'm still learning and developing and growing, and word of the year 2024, evolving. And so in my own personal relationships, I'm still working on how to not shut down, how to not turn off, actually how to have that ability to face the conflict. Because for safety, many people that are people pleasers They want to lean in. They want to fix it. They want to make it right. They want to keep the peace. They want to avoid saying no, or they want to make sure that they don't have disagreement out of fear or discomfort. And for me personally, I'm more of the type that will just shut down and shut off. And so learning where you are here, learning if you're a people pleaser, is super important, because there are dangers, especially as it is tied to eating disorders, of caring so much about what other people think of you. If you are exceedingly helpful and you are all the time accommodating other people, but all the while putting your needs on the back burner, then you're a people pleaser. And just like with an eating disorder, it is so important to give yourself compassion and grace and to understand that this has served a purpose, right? My shutting down and turning off served a purpose, but learning to take that behavior and change it also is going to give you peace and freedom. People pleasing can come from fear of abandonment. It can come from that rejection trauma. Maybe so badly you wanted to feel loved and valued and affirmed. People pleasing, it's a valuable trait to have, but it is also giving away your power. It gives away your self-identity. And the desires that you have inside of your heart and the wants that you have become second to other people's needs. This is okay. If you find yourself there right now, I want you to know that it's okay to be helpful. It's okay to want to be wanted or to be valued. It's so important to us as human beings, and also thriving in a community with others. But people pleasing can lead to big extremes, like the cost of your own happiness, doing so much for others that you don't have time for your own needs, never having boundaries and never saying no and putting your foot down, constantly feeling drained, pulled in too many directions, and putting others' drama and others' life events on top of your life events. I see this regularly with clients because they are wanting to change the narrative in their life. They're wanting to recover completely from an eating disorder. But yet everything and everyone around them comes first. Sis, you have to be your number one priority. You have to show up for you. You have to accept and go, okay, this is problematic. I can't say no to people that I love, and that's okay. I want to love them. I want to give them all of me. I want to honor the people in my circle. But at the same time, if you're not honoring you, if you're not putting your best self forward and your needs, your now needs, then how are you really honoring them? How are you really able to pour into your kids' lives if you're not nourishing your body? How are you able to stop that conflict in a healthy way if you're not fooling your brain with carbohydrates so that it can function clearly? That way that when you're in that conflict with your husband, you're able to say, oh no, not today. This isn't how it's gonna go. I've learned over years, decades of conflict with people, that in order to truly feel heard, in order to not shut down, as I had mentioned, I have to focus on what my needs are and being able to share my needs and voice to my husband and to others in my life. And sis, that's what I'm asking of you today. If you're a people pleaser, if you're always going the extra mile for everyone else, how do you expect to heal from this unhealthy relationship with food and body that's taken over your life? You have to get good at putting your recovery first. You have to make it your mission to be your number one supporter. People pleasing leads to massive resentment over time. Personal unhappiness, depression skyrockets, and the cycle of disordered eating, it has this sense of self-control and it elevates levels of stress, only leading to more and more feeling of I need to be in control because I have to do all of these things. I meet everybody else's needs and I don't have time for mine. So how can I gain some control and normalcy in my life? Well, I can restrict my food, right? And so if you're there today, I want you to know it's okay. That's that inner critic inside of you, that molder, that people pleaser. And 49% of adults self-identify as people pleasers. But sis, here is the real real. People will love you and people will hate you. And none of it will have anything to do with you. So today I want to talk about 4 ways to heal from people pleasing. Number one, I want you to accept that you are indeed a people pleaser. Like, raise your hand, step up to the plate, own the story. If you don't define it, then you can't change it. If you don't define how you are adding to this equation, then you can't help calculate a better outcome. So are you constantly looking out for everyone else's needs over top of your own, sabotaging your own healing because of neglecting what you need right now to move forward? If that's the case, maybe you're a people pleaser, and it's okay. Accept it, honor it, and be good with it, because it served a purpose in your life when you were trying to deal with challenges in your life. Number two, prioritize your needs. You are number one. There is no one else on the planet that is you. And recovery has to be your number one. You can't help others in your life without first helping yourself. This has to be your full-time job. When I was going through recovery, I had to turn off everything because I knew in order to put all that I had into it, this had to be a priority in my life. Where is it on your priority spectrum? If 10 is the highest priority in your life and 1 is the lowest, be honest with yourself. Where is your recovery at today? Is it a 5? Is it a 6? Is everyone else's needs coming before your needs to recover? I want you to think of it like the airplane oxygen mask that falls out at the top of the ceiling of the airplane. How do you expect to help that person next to you if you don't put on your oxygen first? Your recovery is your full-time job, and you have permission to stand up in the face of it and go, you know what? I have to heal my own life. I have to get my ish together before I can help you with yours. And I get it. We've got kids, we've got family members, we have husbands, we've got all the things. But if you are standing in your truth and owning your story and saying, you know what? I have a tendency to put other people's needs in front of my own, then I want you to accept that truth today. And I want you to prioritize this week needs that you have, needs that are non-negotiable for you. What are those things? Number three, I want you to make the choice to change the behavior by implementing boundaries in your life. This includes part of standing in your truth and having a voice against people. The problem with people pleasing is we want to be liked so much that when we are in a conflict, we just say yes or okay or sure, I can do that for you. But communicating your needs, your priorities, saying no or saying I will have to check my schedule or providing a different solution, it's actually teaching others to respect your boundaries. And sis, that's important. But you know what's even more important is it's teaching you how to respect your boundaries. And that, my friend, is life-changing. And last but not least, number four, I want you to let go of the desire to be liked. It's all an illusion anyway. Knowing who you are and what you want helps because you aren't easily manipulated into adopting someone else's beliefs of you. You are not designed for everyone to like you. You're just not. You weren't put here for everyone to like you. Not everyone is going to be your number one fan. And that's okay. People pleasing is rooted in fear, and it's focused on earning love. But sweet friend, you have nothing to prove. Genuine love casts out fear. Because people are going to love you and people are going to hate you, and it's going to have nothing to do with you. But what I can tell you is your greatest strength, your greatest victory, being able to overcome and feel that empowerment from what recovery looks like on the other side of combating and conquering an eating disorder, no one can take that from you. No one can take that from you. And when you get that level of strength, instead of worrying about how many calories you can eat or what number the scale says, you will be able to show up for people in your life like you never have been able to before. Sis, I believe in you, and I know that if you're a people pleaser, you have exactly the ingredients inside of you right now to unlearn these patterns. So go out this week and look for ways where you can honor and accept that this is where you are in your process of recovery and where you can put your needs first. What are the top three things that I need right now to prove to myself that I'm doing the next right thing forward? And then communicate that. Communicate that to the people in your life that you love. Hey, when you talk about weight about other people, when you talk about calories, when you talk about my recovery, when you do X, Y, Z, it really triggers me. And you know what? Right now, I'm making a choice to put my needs and priorities first. And so I want you here to help support that. And I love you and I cherish you and I value you. But in order to be able to put my recovery first, I have to make sure that I'm respecting my recovery. And that might mean that I can't take you here and I can't go there and do this for you tomorrow because I have to have a solid hour to get in my meal so that I'm honoring and nourishing my body. Whatever that looks like for you, set that boundary, communicate it with those in your circle, and let go of the desire to be liked because it's all an illusion anyways. Sis, thanks for hanging out with me today. I absolutely want to give you a virtual hug and wrap my arms around you because I believe that your recovery is so very near if you just start believing in it too. If you're looking for support and one-on-one help to push through, to hold you accountable, and to help you show up for you while prioritizing your needs and putting off the people-pleasing, then I want you to go on out to herbestself.co. And you can find ways that we can work together. All right, friend, I'll see you real soon. Bye for now. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show, and I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.